Welcome to the Washington Page. I'm Sally Hart, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm taking a look back at the news from 2016. Today, we're looking at the third quarter. On the 4th of July, the roof of the gym at the Kyoto schools caught fire. Before firefighters could put it out, a 15 by 20 foot hole had been created by the flames. A firework caused the fire. July 13th, severe thunderstorms swept across the area with strong winds and heavy amounts of rain. The National Weather Service issued a severe thunderstorm warning for Washington County at 2 in the afternoon, and it ended at 3. Wind gusts reached 62 miles per hour at the Washington Airport. Rainfalls included 2 inches in Columbus Junction and over 3.5 in Conesville. Damage included trees down in Washington and Sigourney, and a barn down near Columbus Junction. It was decided in a July meeting that Washington's Lincoln Elementary School would add a 4-legged assistant in the fall. Coral, a 3-year-old golden retriever, came with new principal Teresa Beanblossom. Coral is used as positive reinforcement and to help de-escalate students. Beanblossom and Coral came to Washington from the Mid-Prairie District. Hot and humid conditions made it dangerous in the KCII listening area during the Washington County Fair in July. The National Weather Service issued an excessive heat warning with peak heat indices near 110 degrees. The 2016 Washington County Fair Queen was Anna Pence. The Highland Huskies baseball team advanced to the state tournament but fell in the quarterfinals in July. It was their first state baseball appearance in 32 years. July 27th, firefighters in Washington extinguished a house fire and rescued a dog named Gunner. It wasn't the first time the dog had been rescued. He was adopted by the Reed family about 3 years ago. Renee Reed said she received a call the fire department was at their home at 321 West Van Buren. When she arrived, she found that one of her dogs was able to get out and was with firefighter Lyle Hansen, but she pleaded with firefighters to find Gunner. He was carried out in a blanket, unresponsive, and a firefighter performed CPR to resuscitate him. Then Hansen took the Beagle Mix to Town and Country Veterinary Clinic, where he recovered. In July, a choir group from Iowa, including a director with ties to Mid-Prairie, honored a military member during a flight and video went viral. The Iowa Ambassadors of Music Choir flew back from Germany, and their plane had a member of the U.S. military on board who was transporting the remains of a World War II veteran. As they were landing, flight attendants approached Luke Johnson, one of the directors of the choir, asking if they could sing a song for him. Johnson, a 2003 graduate of Mid-Prairie High School, led the choir in singing the Battle Hymn of the Republic when they landed in Atlanta, Georgia. July 29th, thousands of bicyclists made their way to Washington from Ottumwa for Ragbri. The route went through Hedrick, Hayesville, Sigourney, and Westchester for a total of 68.5 miles. With a large turnout, August 1st, the YMCA special election bond vote failed in Washington. As heard live on KCII, 74% of voters cast their ballots against the measure, which would issue $3 million in general obligation bonds to help fund a new YMCA in Washington. The total project cost is estimated at $10.4 million. In August, the Iowa State Fair is held, and it's well known for its butter cow and butter sculptures. This year, they sought the aid of the city of Riverside with their Star Trek-themed creations. In celebration of the 50th anniversary of Star Trek, sculptor Sarah Pratt created 2 scenes featuring Captain James Kirk, Mr. Spock, and Dr. McCoy, along with a model of the Starship Enterprise. August 16th, a ribbon cutting was held for the four-season cabins at Lake Darling. A pig from Washington County named Philip was part of the Hall of Champions at the State Fair. Philip was named the Grand Champion Market Pig at the FFA Market Swine Contest and was shown by Lexi Merrick, a 2013 graduate of Washington High School. At the Riverside City Council's special meeting August 25th, it was expected that Mayor Alan Schneider would resign. However, at the meeting, Schneider said while his intent was to resign, he had some feedback and reconsidered. He gave the council the option to either accept the resignation or allow him 30 days of personal leave to reevaluate the decision. With a 4-0 vote, the council approved the 30-day absence. After the absence, Schneider resumed his role as mayor in the fall. In September, Steve Maxson and Doris Park of MaxCast of Kelowna revealed their bronze statue of famous former University of Iowa football coach Hayden Fry at FryFest. At approximately 7:06 a.m. September 3rd, Washington County residents felt an earthquake. The USGS reported a magnitude of 5.6 on the Richter scale, and the quake originated 14 kilometers northwest of Pawnee, Oklahoma, at 7:02. Aside from the action on the field September 9th, Mid-Prairie recognized past excellence by honoring the 1969 Golden Hawk football team, the only team in the history of the school to finish the season undefeated, posting a final record of 9-0. Mid Prairie School District also had their new indoor practice facility on display for the public with an open house. September 14th, dirt officially began moving for the United Presbyterian Home expansion in Washington. The $6.2 million project will add 17 private rooms as well as fitness facilities. September 14th, over 600 years of service to the Washington Community School District was applauded at the school board meeting. Staff members who retired in June were presented gifts. Superintendent Jeff Dix called each name of the 25 members and the number of years they worked in the district. In total, there were 626 years of experience in the district that retired. With a margin of 9 votes, Stephen Galt won the special election for the Ward 2 Washington City Council seat September 20th. He received 54 votes. At the end of September, with the Cedar River out of its banks in Cedar Rapids, the Linn County inmates were moved to the Washington County Jail for temporary housing. Washington County Sheriff Jerry Dunbar told KCII News the number of inmates varied daily from 30 to 50. That's been today's Washington Page, taking a look back at the news from 2016, looking at July, August, and September. Listen to tomorrow's Washington Page for the end of the year. I'm Sally Hart with KCII News.